This is James Coover with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. This summer has been a lot of talk about forages. The extreme drought last year left many forage fields badly damaged, and many livestock owners considering transitioning fields to a new, highly production forage crop, alfalfa being a commonly considered one. Alfalfa is considered the queen of forages. Although a labor-intensive crop, it produces large quantities of high-protein and highly digestible forages in a 3 to 5 year rotation. Alfalfa doesn't have the general markets, but it can be a profitable crop sold in a number of niche markets, like dairies, goats, and horses. But it also fits into many cattle operations as a supplemental winter protein. Generally, fall alfalfa planted happens around mid-September, and planting in the fall has a variety of benefits. First off, weed pressure is lower in the fall, and young alfalfa does not compete well with weeds. Fall germinating weeds are usually easier to kill with herbicides, and don't have the incredible growth and herbicide resistance like some of the summer annuals do. Another advantage is fall-planted alfalfa is better developed when going into the dry summer months. However, one downside to fall-planted alfalfa is that we don't always get the rain needed for a good germination, so it has to be timed right. Alfalfa starts off slowly, but ideally alfalfa needs 3 to 4 trifoliate leaves before surviving the winter. It is important to prepare completely before alfalfa is planted as it is a nutrient-intensive crop. Although it makes its own nitrogen, it basically mines some potassium and phosphorus from the soil. Since neither phosphorus or potassium are mobile, adequate soil nutrient levels before planting will increase production and lessen the need for heavy top dressing in later years. Alfalfa is also very sensitive to pH, more than any other crop. A pH above 6.4 is nearly a requirement before starting an alfalfa field. Take an accurate soil test now so proper amounts of lime and fertilizer can be applied before planting in just a few weeks. Traditionally, alfalfa, like many small seeded crops, need a firm and smooth seed bed, so the small seeds are planted at the right depth. Although it is possible to no-till plant them after a row crop, one thing to check is for herbicide carryover from corn is compatible with alfalfa. It is also possible to get a stand from broadcast seeding followed by a soil packer, but this is somewhat unreliable and can make for an uneven stand. Another planting trick is to plant it with a spring oat nursery crop to keep it the soil in place. Alfalfa is not just for crop fields either. Alfalfa and clover are commonly interseeded into pasture to improve forage quality. However, it does make herbicide applications tricky, so only spot spraying can be done after a stand is established. When choosing an alfalfa variety, it's important to get the right kind, and it's one of the few times I'll suggest spending the money for a good one, largely because there is now a lot of variation in varieties, and it's a 4 to 5 year commitment. Besides glyphosate resistant, which can be an important aspect, there are also a number of improvements that have been made recently, like resistance to aphids and some of the common fungal diseases. Like soybeans, alfalfa follows a number system, and in southern Kansas, we use a 4 to 5 rated variety. If you have any questions about getting your alfalfa started, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Coover with your Extension Crop Report.